Prayer 31, day 27. Yeshua, the Lord, our salvation. Father, this is your son's given name by the angel, your messenger, in Luke chapter 1, verse 31. And we worship you today as our Savior, Lord. You and the Son are one, and we worship you today. We glorify you, our Savior and our Lord. There's nothing more precious than the good news of your coming to us in the flesh. You gave your life so that we could be restored to life. Glory to your righteous name. Father, true wisdom is a gift that only you can give. May we always be in right standing with you. Let the words we speak honor you. Let us never speak your name in vain. Let us stay steadfast and live in such a way that your light will shine through us wherever we go. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and love. The godly speak wise words and promote justice. The law of their God controls their thinking. Their feet do not slip. Psalms chapter 37, verse 30 and 31. Today, we pray for Washington, D.C. and American Samoa. Father, bless and protect these areas and sweep over this land with revival. Today, we pray for teachers and administrators of our education system that they would be positive, God-honoring influences in students' lives. Father, protect them, strengthen them, and help them rise above the challenges of today's secular school system. Give them creativity and patience as they teach all kinds of students, and protect them from this virus, Lord. We pray for the jail and prison ministries. Even though these are on hold during this pandemic, God willing, one day this too shall pass and many of these ministries can continue. Thank you for those shining your light in these institutions and bringing hope to the captives as they obey the instructions of Matthew 25 to do this to the least of these as though we are doing it to you, Lord. Protect, anoint, and bless those who minister in jails and prisons. In Jesus' liberating name we pray. Amen.